The anticipation continues to build for Friday's citrus crop forecast. We've spoke with several association executives this week about what growers in their area expect from this year's forecast. Ray Royce, the executive director of Highlands County Citrus Growers Association, said his growers are guessing the Florida orange estimate will be slightly lower this year, but still over 90 million boxes.
We're looking forward to it. Actually looking forward to being with Gary down at the Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch for the live broadcast that Southeast AgNet and Florida Citrus and Mutual are putting together. In general, I'll say the folks in our area are expecting an orange number probably in the low 90s range. Some folks have a pretty good crop, some not as good. Some young trees starting to come online. So I don't think in general people here expect that there's going to be a dramatic decrease from the previous season's crop, but perhaps a tad lower.
Florida Citrus Mutual is hosting an event Friday, October 9th at the Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch near Lake Placid. The event will start at 9 a.m. with a fundraiser clay shoot, followed by lunch and the citrus crop forecast hosted live on-site by Southeast AgNet founder Gary Cooper. For more information on the event, check your September issue of Citrus Industry Magazine or call Florida Citrus Mutual at their Lakeland offices. The annual USDA citrus crop forecast is set to be released at noon Eastern Time Friday, October 9th. Southeast AgNet will again provide live broadcast coverage on Citrus News affiliate stations and online at southeastagnet.com. Live coverage of the crop forecast is brought to you by Labor Solutions at laborsolutions.com, Farm Credit of Florida, Rural America's customer-owned lending partner, and by Florida Citrus Mutual. Focused, committed, making a difference for Florida citrus growers. I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.